Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Welcome to Deconstructed. I'm Ryan Grimm, and today we're checking back in on the first round of the Turkish elections, which saw Tayyip Erdogan outperform polls and force a runoff, which will take place on May 28th. I'm joined today by Ismail Cortez. He's a member of the left-leaning Podemos party in the Spanish Congress of Deputies who was on hand during the election in eastern Turkey, the Kurdish region, at the invitation of the opposition party. And things went about as poorly as you could possibly imagine for Cortez and his international team of elected officials and civil society representatives. Now, we reached out to the Turkish government to get their response to what was a truly shocking move on their part, but we have yet to hear back. If we do, we'll append their response. Ismail was slightly delayed joining us today because he was finishing a debate on the floor of Congress. So I have to ask, Ismail, what were you debating and did you win?
Yes. We were debating the enlargement of the permission for parents after maternity.
And how's that going? Are they going to get it?
Yes.
Well, wonderful. Congratulations. It's always frustrating sometimes when we in America hear about the state of European politics compared to what we're able to get. Right now, the big debate in Washington is whether or not they're going to attach stricter work requirements to welfare benefits. That's what Republicans are demanding in exchange for not blowing up the global economy by pushing the U.S. into default. So real civilized debate that we have going on here. But over in Turkey, can you tell us about the city you were in and how you came to be there?
Yeah, so I was invited by the HDP party, which is part of the Yeşil Sol party, the Green Left party in Turkey, and it is a Kurdish party. This is part of the Kurdistan, it's southeast of Turkey. And the intention was to observe the election, and to be together and to visit different electoral colleges, just to make sure that everything was made according to democratic standards.
And so the election was held on Sunday, so what was the beginning of your day like, and when did it start to go badly?
So I started at 8 a.m. I went together with two advocates, lawyers of the city. So we visited 14 electoral colleges in different villages, small villages, around 700 inhabitants. And the whole day was quite well. It is true that we have to pass by two checkpoints that were controlled by the Turkish gendarmerie, which were acting actually as an army, heavily armed and controlling every movement between villages. So everyone was checked into a list. Yeah, but the problem was at the end of the day when more and more people of the Spanish delegation end up in the police station without any proper information.
Right. So how does that happen? How did the police just start rounding up members of this Spanish delegation on hand to observe the election?
So first was in the electoral colleges. They went to the electoral colleges as soon as they knew that international observers were into the electoral colleges, and they took them, with the excuse that they were violating the national electoral law just because they put a tweet on Twitter, And from there started everything, We thought that was a joke, so they arrested some of the people. But then they were released. But again, they were taken into the police station, then liberated. And as soon as the day was passing, more and more people were in the police. And at the end, a group of police came to the hotel, interrupted the session because we were following the result of the election, and they took them all to the police station.
Did you go? Were you taken also to the police station?
I was also took at the police station. I think I was the last one at 12 in the at 12 a.m. Yeah, it was already very night after the electoral results. Yeah, so they took us and they put some of us in the police car and driven to the police station without any information and any accusation or any allegation.
Just they just said, come with us.
They say, come with us. We want to check your passport. I said, you can check my passport here. Make a picture and you can have a talk with the Spanish embassy. They will verify all my data. And they say, no, it's better if you come to the police and we check your passport there, which is totally unusual and I think even illegal.
And what did you hear from your colleagues who had been there for a while before you got there?
They were some of them were even very early in the morning, from 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. So they were from the beginning just annoying my colleagues, making promises that they were liberated in 30 minutes, then in 1 hour, then 2 hours, and then they ended up being in the police station more than 24 hours.
And how long were you in the station?
So I was driven to the police station, as I said before, at 12 a.m. And then we were not really liberated. Yeah, we were driven to the airport around 7 a.m. Police were with us in the airport until 3 p.m. of the next day. So I think it was around 15 hours.
Did you sleep at all, or what were the delegation doing in the jail?
Not at all. Station? Yeah. So I was together with other member of parliament. I was one of those who was in charge of making the connections with the Spanish embassy and with the Spanish Minister of Foreign Affairs, who I have to say loudly that they were all the process all along the way, helping the Spanish delegation to the 10 people that were detained in the police station of Sirte.
And I know it can be obnoxious when people say, hey, do you have any idea who I am? But did you say to the police, listen, I'm a member of Congress, I'm an MP from Spain here to observe the election. What was the response from police
really.
Officials?
I didn't make that claim myself. Yeah, so because I knew they would play with us. I thought that they already had all the information about us, so I didn't want to allow them to make fun of me and my colleagues. Yeah, but it was the Spanish ambassadors who said, did you know that among the people are two deputies, two members of parliament and one senator, and police, they were all alone very irrespectful.
How did they treat people physically? Was anybody mistreated or no?
You know, it was not a violent, physical violent mistreatment, but it was more kind of intimidation, an attitude of intimidation and making clear that they rule the party beyond any democratic standards.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You said in your statement that some members of the Kurdish party as well were swept up. Do you have any sense of what their fate was?
What we know, this is for us, it's an extraordinary experience. Yeah, we went to Sirte in southeast of Turkey, the Kurdistan, and we were treated as potential terrorists. This is the truth. Yeah, mm-hmm. But for people, and especially those members of the opposition who live there, this is a daily basis experience. Yeah, unluckily, but this is what happened with them. Usually they are put in the political station, or they have to suffer fake trials and so on.
And what was your sense of what the turnout was looking like and how the election was going? Because I know, and for people who, and maybe you could give people some background, American listeners who don't know the context, but you know the Kurdish opposition has often had kind of a delicate relationship with other elements of the kind of Turkish opposition. And this time the full opposition came in coalition together in a way that they really hadn't in the past. A lot of, you know, sometimes the opposition coalition would kind of reject the Kurdish elements, you know, to serve whatever kind of bigotry there was on the part of some voters they thought they might be able to win over. But what was it that from the Kurdish perspective that allowed the coalition to kind of come together this time?
This is so true. I think that first of all, Erdogan wanted to win in the first round. Yeah. So mm-hmm. to show to the country and to the world that he is the strong leader that has been ruling Turkey in the last 20 years. So this is momentaneously, yeah, we can say that it is a kind of a victory for the opposition that they can take a second round. Also, it is true that in the Kurdish region, but also in big cities, the opposition gain most of the seats of the parliament. Yeah, so mm-hmm. in terms of the legislative elections, it was also a good result. Now we have to see what will happen on 28, and especially what is the weight and the role that the extreme right will have in those elections? Yeah, how they position and how they align with Erdogan party. But answering to your question, I think there is a sense that democracy in Turkey is first priority, and the coalition of the leftist parties with CHP, I think is a very healthy one.
Yeah, and I saw the news recently that the candidate who finished third with, you know, 4 or 5%, you know, the reason that both candidates were kept under the 50%, you know, he said he would endorse the opposition, but his condition for doing so was that the opposition must basically denounce its Kurdish element, which is just, I assume, an offer he knows the opposition is not going to accept. Do you think that was expected from the Kurdish elements going into
it? Not really. The issue is that this is a very it's an extremist element of the mm-hmm. Turkish politics. Yeah, it's an extreme right candidate who, is extreme nationalist Turkish party that is going to destroy the democratic movement. Yeah, so in a way, he was making fan of the coalition, of the opposition coalition.
Right. What's been the reaction back in Spain now that you've landed and been released and the news is out of your detention? Were your colleagues stunned, or is Erdogan known?
No, they do, of course. And there is a preoccupation not only for from the side of the leftist parties, yeah, or my colleagues, but also from the Socialist Party and all the democratic parties. I have to say that even the presidency of the Congress of Deputies was following the facts that two members of parliament and one senator were detained in a police station in Siirt in Turkey, and also the ministry of the minister of foreign affairs was all along helping us, and I was I've been talking with him today. Yeah, so there is a big preoccupation of what is going on in Erdogan, and the fact that they detain Spanish delegation, and among the Spanish delegation member of the Congress and the Senate, it has a huge impact in media and social media, but also in big newspapers here.
And has the Spanish government pressed for any type of apology or accountability, or is this the type of thing that you think Erdogan will just blow off?
What I can say is that already the Spanish government, through the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, has made a request to the Turkish government, to make explanation, and to, like, it is like a formal inquiry. Yeah, it's a democratic, it's a diplomatic way of asking for explanation. What so far we didn't have any.
Any final thoughts? What was the? I guess how do you reflect on your night in this southeastern Turkish prison?
To me, what is clear is that there is a context of repression and persecution in Turkey, especially in the region of the Kurdistan, that we have experienced one day in an undemocratic way. But what I think is that the Kurdish people, and especially those who want a political change, suffer much more violence, political violence and police violence in his everyday life.
Well, Ismail, thank you for joining us, and congratulations on the expanded maternity and paternity leave. That'll be much appreciated by parents in Spain. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me in your program.
That was Ismail Cortez, and that's our show. Deconstructed is a production of The Intercept. Our producer is Jose Olivares. Our supervising producer is Laura Flynn. The show was mixed by William Stanton. Our theme music was composed by Bart Warshaw. Roger Hodge is The Intercept's editor-in-chief, and I'm Ryan Grimm, DC Bureau Chief of The Intercept. If you'd like to support our work, go to theintercept.com/give. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to the show so you can hear it every week. And please go and leave us a rating or a review. It helps people find the show. If you want to give us additional feedback, email us at podcast@theintercept.com or ryan.grimm@theintercept.com. Thanks so much, and I'll see you soon.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.